Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Sans Pants Radio.
Australia's most family-friendly podcast network.
BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png. BigSoftTitty.png.
And we're off.
Oh,
Demi, it's so good to see you
again.
Oh,
I spun too far.
Oh, no,
I hurt my neck spinning.
You're spinning on your office chair.
By accident.
You tried to keep eye contact with me while spinning away.
Yeah.
And you kind of unintentionally did an owl movement with your neck.
I did an owl movement.
And it turned that owl movement into an owl movement. It really hurt.
Yeah, got a rat halfway down my throat.
Owls throw up like condensed bits of like basically all the bones and fur and all the like an owl's digestive tract kind of acts like one of those things that cubes cars, right?
Oh, it cubes it up and then they puke them?
Mm.
You know, if you eat one of those, you spin your head the whole way around.
Really?
Mm.
I think if you eat one of them, a rat grows in your belly. Like a watermelon seed.
I didn't mean that you get the ability to spin your head the whole way around. It'll spin the whole way around. You will de dead.
Oh, right. Like, you it's not good.
You will de dead.
Yeah, I will de dead.
You will da dead.
Owl pellet.
Show me. Huh. Tell me.
Owl pellets are masses of undigested parts of food that owl species occasionally regurgitate. The contents of the owl pellet depend on its diet.
Duh.
It says here if an owl eats an insect, it only throws up rats. What? Well, there was a twist. No.
That's where rats come from, did you know? Because rats don't have pee miss.
It's a whole
rat. Busy. Rat just a tube. Rat just a tube.
That's why one of my favorite things about the past is that if you go back far enough, the official belief was, well, flies are born of awful stink. Smell manifests in the form of the fly. Oh, and buzz it do around ye.
Buzz it do around ye, landing on other feces to collect its new brethren.
Yeah, it was just that flies are yucky and they come from being yucky. That's their one skill. They're obsessed with it.
Flies are a pill for a frog. Any illness a frog do get, a fly may curist.
Ah, a fly is born of a frog's desire. Whenever a frog do want, a fly doth come.
Ring a bell, a fairy is born. Eat a fly, a frog is warm.
If ye have too many frogs on your property, oh, ye must search out the dog that's wishing for frogs. Take a stick to it, beat the dog till it's naught but a rug.
A thought of a dog will birth a frog. A frog in a bog, find wet log.
That's like someone who spent their whole time locked up in a monastery pouring things into beakers.
It was a monk in a monastery who has one book just labelled The Bayou.
How Things Are, by me. Someone who's never left one room.
Tis me, the monk, and might I say I can't wait to one day run my finger bones cross an alligator.
To bed and up early for another day of guessing what a crocodile is.
Big sharp Lizzie.
Whoa, hey Demi.
Yeah. Is it about owl?
It is. We can buy a single owl pellet for $11.60.
Is that US or Australian?
It's Australian.
Ooh, I want one.
The content of the owl pellet depends on its diet, but can include...
You're kidding me!
but you must
be joking!
No, I'm not.
I thought that the owl was inventing with its throat!
No, Demi, trust me, it's...
owl was the first inventor. You know, that's how we got the telly.
Expand on that.
I'll eat Screw and Lucifer TV show.
Gotcha.
Make
and those kind of came together in its stomach to create a television.
Television.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's how whenever they want a new Marvel movie, they get an owl to eat three Funko Pops and those three just cross over in its stomach and create a script.
Yeah.
Owl pellets are massive undigested parts of food that owl species occasionally regurgitate. They can include exoskeletons of insects, indigestible plant matter, bones, fur, feathers, bills, claws, and teeth. Boy, a raw deal for all those Williams in there.
Oh, yeah.
Getting caught up in all those claws and teeth.
That's how you get a William.
Mm-hmm.
That's, yeah, which part of the plant is indigestible, though? The trousers.
Owl, probably a lot. Sorry, go ahead.
The trousers.
Ah.
Of the plant.
Right. Probably. I think if a plant is wearing trousers, because they spend a lot of time outdoors, they're probably wearing, like, hardy workwear. So they don't Dickies. Catch it on any of their thorns.
Dickies pants.
Yeah.
Dickies, you know, women can't wear those.
Really?
Mm. It's illegal. Did you know?
No, I just...
It's illegal on the website. They sell women's pants, but you're not allowed to buy them.
They're a trap. They're a honey trap.
They're a trap, yeah. Yeah, right. You can buy them. You're not going to get your legs in there.
Yeah.
There's jail bars at the top. Can't put them in.
Oh, these, they're display only.
Yeah. If you do try and shove your leggies in there, the grate at the hip line of the pants will turn you into noodles.
Yep. And the motor activates that whizzes that grate back and forth.
Yeah.
It just takes you off.
Oh, I promised myself I'd get into them for the summer.
You're putting your feet in, but mincemeat is coming out.
Yeah.
Oh, boy. Yeah, we got these female dickies there. Do you want to try them? Why is that old Italian man standing next to it turning that crank?
No reason.
But yeah, these are owl pellets are safe and easy for students of all ages to work with.
Oh, they're safe and easy? Yeah. Are they easy ones?
Yeah, these are the less complicated owl pellets.
Is there an intermediate owl pellet?
Man, these owl pellets just look like shit, huh? And I mean that literally.
It's the opposite, actually. Can we buy one? Do you want to buy one?
I don't know.
Would you like to buy one?
Honestly, I'm thinking that I might look around at the other things that this place has for sale.
We could plant it.
Oh, we could grow an owl.
We could grow an owl.
I'm on this same website, southernbiological.com.
Let us grow the night.
I'm looking at, preserved specimens purchase tab.
If you grow the night in your garden, you'll always be looking at the stars.
Wow. Yeah, some of us are lying in the gutter. Wait, no. We're all lying in the gutter.
No one's lying in the gutter. No.
Okay.
No.
I seem to remember that people were lying in the
gutter. No one's lying in the gutter.
Okay.
I filled it in.
This is a much...
I filled it in with boys I found.
Okay.
But thant lying down, sitting.
And as I remember, you turned some of them so they were looking at the stars.
Some of them were looking at the stars. Some of them looking at little colouring books that I gave them, mostly Blinky Bill.
Mm-hmm.
Some of them Blonky Bill. Those are ones that I drew.
Yeah, you tried your best, though.
Yeah, I really tried my best, but he always comes out racist. No, he's not like dressed like anything, but you can like tell. Can tell.
He's just got that vibe. You can see some of the eyes that he's making at some of the other characters. They're like, huh.
Yeah.
Hey, Bill's eyeline, it sure seems to be on certain characters when they go into shops.
You think you're only on terms with him where you can call him by his last name?
Well, yeah.
Mr. Bill.
Yeah. We don't have that kind of close relationship.
What was Blinky Bill's mum's name?
Blinky Mum.
They have the same first name and different last names.
Yeah, they're Japanese. Blinky Bill Mum. It looks like... Oh, well, there you go.
Just a picture of Barbara Bush.
I've searched Blinky Bill Mum, and it's referred me to the Blinky Bill Wiki.
Oh, cool.
And the page Blinky's Mum, in brackets, disambiguation.
Okay.
So there's Mrs. Koala.
Oh, that's her name?
Or Mrs. Bill.
Mrs. William.
Yeah.
What about Splodge the Kangaroo? I'd like to know about his lineage.
Okay, let's see here. Huh, it says here he's, goodness gracious, Serbian. Congratulations to the Serbian. Serbs for getting a wonderful piece of representation.
Well, dobro fala to you.
Yes. We're a pro-Serb podcast.
Which might only work in Croatian, I can't quite remember.
Yeah.
But either way, I know how to tell him to eat shit.
How do you say that?
Jedi govna. But I feel like most of the curses in like Croatian and Serbian and like Yugoslavian kind of meld, like they kind of cross over.
Really?
Yeah, that's what I learned from having a very strong ties to a Serbian family when I was younger, and then also going to Croatian school for 2 years, which I really didn't like.
I see.
Only on Friday nights.
Actually,
got some big donuts.
Ooh, how big?
This big, but they were the ones that like really puffed, you know, the puffy donuts.
Yeah, and with the crunchy outside, like a shape about the size of, I would say, 1.5 saucers.
Saucers,
almost a dinner plate.
Like between
1.5 saucers. But if we're going with saucers, yeah. I would say maybe 10 Mrs. Max like ketchup packets.
Maybe like a 10-second squeeze.
Yeah,
and then leave it to set.
Yes, yes, yes. God, what beautiful excess that would be. How many pie?
Yeah, to have that much sauce. I could do it in two.
Yeah, right. I think I would need, God, that much sauce. I'm a small sauce guy.
Oh.
I got a tiny little sauce. Come on me. And it's called my penis.
You've got a really little penis, yeah. Your penis is quite small, yes.
Yeah, okay, and now moving on. Yeah. I would say
I have to take a pan to your trousers and sift away all the mud till I can find the speck of penis in there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Every time we want to get busy, which is roughly once every, I don't know, 12 years or so,
yeah,
Demi will take a little brush and dust away until she finds the remnants of
a much larger penis. Yeah, and I bring my telescope as well.
Yeah.
Because it's not far away, but it is little.
Yeah.
It's little.
Well, and also you just like to have a telescope, don't you?
It's true, yeah.
Look at the stars.
It looks and feels like a dog's tooth.
Hmm. Yeah, nice and wet.
Well, depending on the dog. I don't need this.
I think I would need...
That's what I say when I look at your penis.
I think I would need about 4 pies.
4 pies?
For a 10-second squeeze of sauce from a bottle, I would want maybe even 5, honestly. And I wouldn't be eating them all immediately then, but I do not like an oversauce pie.
Man, we're writing a fucking Triple J Unearthed song. For a 10-second squeeze of sauce, I think I'd need at least 4 pies.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
The only way to eat them is to get hungry thinking about your lies. Diana. Mm-hmm. Fuck you, Diana.
We're always going down to the shops. Why don't we ever go up to the shops?
Murray's there scratching his scratches and he never wins. He never wins. Mm-hmm. Let's get on Triple J on Earth.
I'm addicted to gum trees. And I love looking at the stars, Southern Cross.
Koalas live in the gum trees. But I live in the koalas spiritually.
Okay. Oh, man.
I was only 19.
Yeah?
When I decided that I'd turn 20 next year.
Fuck, actually, so you went to a Croatian school.
Yeah.
Did I ever tell you that I, in high school, learned how to, like, a little bit of Italian? I could say fuck you in Italian.
You could say fuck. That's how little you learned.
Yeah. Do you want to hear it?
Yeah, I'd like to hear that.
Fuck you in Italian.
Oh, that's so fucking funny, man.
Thank you.
That's so fucking funny. Did you see my hand go up like this and I was about to say, a fuck you?
Uh-huh.
That's my take on the joke. That's my Jake. My joke take.
Oh, boy.
That's my Jacob.
I went to the gym today, Demi. And at the gym, I realized
how was
that,
he?
Hey, there is we he go. Good? Yeah, that's good.
Yeah. You went to the James?
I went to the James. Went to the James. Messed around in there.
Yeah.
Moved all his organs. You know, up, a harmless
up an inch.
Prank. Yep. I'm steadily moving them so that one day he realizes, like back in high school when we would slowly move our desks and the teacher's desk forward over the course of a class until finally when he turned around, he'd painfully bang his knees on his desk and then have to pretend like he didn't.
I think we should move James's, put his tummy in his head. Mm. Move his brain down to his dick, though it's there already. Men.
James is one of our famously horny friends.
Yes. Men are dogs.
A lot of guys out there thinking with their dicks, how different would it be if they thought with their balls, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, you know, I'm not asking for immense change, but I think just by moving it down a fraction of an inch.
Yeah.
Which is, of course, the distance from the head of the dick to the balls. Fully erect.
Yeah, you think with your balls, you're just thinking like, I'm full of piss. I'm full of piss.
Yeah.
I'm full of piss. Jingle, 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 jang.
Jingle, 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 jang.
Yeah, I'm a ball sack.
Oh, man, I haven't pissed in a while. You can hear my balls sloshing around.
My balls are huge.
Oh, no.
They look like an outdoor camp shower. Heated by the sun.
Oh, boy. I was at the gym and I realized I have to do more complex movements in my workout because if I just do like bench press or something like that where it's just like, you know, a very simple thing, I'm left alone with my thoughts too much and the despair really kicks in. You get it. You have to focus so much on just this simple movement. And I was like multiple times at the gym today before I moved over to doing something different. I was just like mid set. And then I just racked the weight and was like, who cares?
you're doing the nut bush lift.
Yeah.
You just got to remember these moves.
But it's, I mean, that doesn't make sense to me.
What doesn't?
The nut bush lift.
Why?
Why?
Because you only need to use your feet and you can be lifting at the same time, but you got to remember how to nut bush. Did you never do the nut bush?
I think I did, but I still don't understand the premise of the joke. But maybe that isn't fun to dig in on.
Yeah, maybe that isn't fun. But can you not, you're lifting, right?
Yeah.
And you're doing the nut bush with your feet, so you're thinking about those moves while you're lifting so you don't fall into despair.
I
don't understand where you're getting lost on this.
Right. I guess what I don't understand is you're doing the nut bush lift, and then from that I was supposed to understand that what I was doing was what I was doing before, but my feet were doing the nut bush.
Everyone who's listening to this understood what I meant.
Right. And that doesn't mean anything because everyone who's listening to this is... and I'm looking at our analytics right now.
Thoroughly on my side.
Yes, and immensely depressed.
Yeah,
everyone is, you know, in a martial arts movie where everyone has their own set of skills?
Let me stop you. No. Yeah.
Well, okay. You know.
Let me stop you. No, I don't know.
Okay. So I kind of work.
Oh, sorry. Let me stop you. I really don't want to hear this. Actually. Oh no. Actually, I'm practicing self care. So no, thank you.
Okay.
No thanks.
Well, fair enough.
Ooh, let me stop you there. It's actually not fair at all.
Interesting.
Ooh, let me stop you there.
Okay, I feel like I've let you stop me every time so far.
Give me a little stop and fuel because I'm about to pull into Shut Up Tom Station.
Okay. Well, I'll go ahead and hand the reins over to you, Demi. Go ahead. With the podcast.
Okay.
And we're going to take a little break.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Okay. You went to the gym during the day, which you wouldn't have done before the unpleasantness. You like to go at night a lot of the time.
I like to go at night, but they've changed their opening hours. So the 24-hour gym is now a 12-hour gym, I think. Mm. Something like that. But also, I think I need to redo my sleep patterns because I don't know about you, but like
right now... You do know about me.
Well, right now I get up at around noon, pretty much. And that's kind of fine because it's not like I'm getting up for anything. Mm. But the problem is that I can't
What? Just let that go. Not getting up for anything. Nothing to live for, huh?
Well, I mean, I'm just saying there's no appointments early in the morning.
Mm, yeah.
Right. I mean, what you've opened up there is a big can of worms of like, am I getting up for anything?
Oh, no.
Oh, interesting.
I think you have a beautiful life and I think you're very creative.
Yeah, I'm having a nice time. The point is that I'm not like, you know, getting up in the morning to, you know, make an appointment or whatever. Mm. But I can't shake the part of my brain that is like, well, 5 p.m.'s here. let's stop what we were doing before. Like, there's no work that happens at 7 p.m. or whatever, even if that's like, you know, 5 hours or 7 hours after I get up. I'm just like, well, time to clock off. So my days are getting so much shorter because I can't reprogram the part of my mind that is like, you know what? The Simpsons is on now on free-to-air TV, and that means it's time to lay down tools. The big bird that works at the Flintstones has gone, and it's time for me to clock off.
You know, he just did that for the pleasure. Nobody paid him.
Yeah?
Nobody paid that bird.
They tried to get him to stop, from what I hear.
They're like, you're not even doing it at the right time.
Yeah.
We've been working for 3 minutes.
I'm sorry, what was your question, Demi?
What is the clientele that you are currently dealing with at the gymnasium?
It's a real mix. Currently, there is a lot of strong people, a real mix of people who are like my level of strength, which is not very strong, and then...
Stronger than me.
Stronger than you.
You could put me through a wall.
I could put you through a wall. Most walls, brick wall.
Mm-hmm.
Given enough time.
Yeah, great
there
wall.
There wouldn't be much of you left. By the time I got you through, but it'd be like Shawshank Redemption, just like that wall and then sliding you through bit by bit.
You just staple gun a picture of Rita Hayworth to my forehead, leave me there for tomorrow when you start the pushing again. Poking me with a spoon till I lean back for far enough into the wall cavity.
Yeah.
I'd love to have just like a little, like a kind of an egg-shaped nook in the wall that I could kind of just like sit in and... And perch.
That'd be so nice. It would be so nice to have a house that had shapes and spaces molded specially for your body.
Be so cool.
So you could just...
What were those houses called that are like made out of crunched up dirt and hay and stuff?
Oh,
cob house. A cob house.
Cob house.
Oh, man. We could do so much with a cob house.
Yeah. Really press our bodies into it until it formed to our specifications.
I wonder what tragedies have come out of people trying to live in a cob house.
Probably lots.
Probably lots.
I mean, the amount of divorces, you got to assume there's a whole bunch of them.
Yeah. Why is our house...
Oh, well, I have... Sorry, go ahead.
Yep, no, you go ahead.
I have Googled it, and one of the first options is the Grand Design's house that destroyed a marriage. Kevin MacLeod returns to extraordinary 10,000 square foot cob house that took 7 years to finish and finds its obsessive owner living with his new family.
Oh, and they're all also made out of hay and mud.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
He returned this year to find a beautiful, eco-friendly home that costs nothing to heat.
Yeah.
Oh, that's lovely.
Yeah.
His marriage
did fall apart,
His marriage to his wife, Rose, had crumbled.
Pretty bummery, huh?
But new wife.
New wife, new life.
Can't be angry at that.
No, I won't be, no matter how hard you try.
The nice thing about cob houses, because they are, like, compacted... I'm looking at the Wikipedia now. They're a natural building material made from subsoil, water... fibrous organic material such as straw and sometimes lime.
Lime.
But it's very labor intensive.
Yeah, we saw.
But also very cheap because it's just dirt.
It's just some dirt.
Yeah.
Didn't they have to like ship in more dirt though because they kept digging holes?
Oh,
like,
yes. They needed ever so much.
Ever so much dirt.
Yeah.
Why wouldn't you just,
Yeah.
This is stupid.
Go Go ahead.
But why wouldn't you dig just a hole to live in?
Right. Is that what are you talking like to make a cob house? Or are you saying that your way to go is just to dig the hole?
Either would be good because you're using like you could. All right, so dig a big hole.
Yeah.
Then you've got all that dirt.
Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Wait, yeah, okay.
Did so I tell you about my dog surgery?
Okay, finally some place to put my bone.
You know, that's all you need.
And once I have that done, I can finally think about that ball that's been tormenting me.
Oh, God.
What? Okay, so your plan is to dig a big hole and then to look from side to side at the big hole and the pile of dirt and being like, now I can live in either of these.
Yes.
Equally good things.
But couldn't you just, like, because they build the cob house, like they sort of give it a foundation, right? But then it's kind of also not. It's just like the dirt, painted dirt, as far as I can remember. Or do they make a floor out of cob as well? Because wouldn't you just, I would just like dig down and then put the cob in that hole and then you're not bringing other dirt over. Or just dig into a hill, you know?
Right. I am not sure that I follow what your problem is.
Just sort of like with my brain.
I mean, yeah, what's your fucking problem? Yeah, sorry, I mean it in Full Metal Jacket style.
Yeah.
No, what's I think that it would be nice for you to, if you were out in the wild, you know, running with a pack of wild demis or what have you, to dig a hole exactly the cylindrical dimensions of your body and just slot into that every night.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, I think that'd be great. Like a cliffside mausoleum.
Yeah. You could live like a trapdoor spider.
Yeah, I know that.
Good.
Yeah.
I think it would be nice for me to live in a similar way but in a hollow tree.
Oh, that'd be so nice. Could we put them near to each other? Would your tree be near myself?
Yes, Tammy.
It would?
Yeah, it would be me, myself.
Yeah.
I would love that. I think it would be really nice, especially like if we cover your hole with some leaves.
Yeah.
Make it real, feel like a home.
Yeah. Well, I do that every night, and you already know that.
Mm-hmm.
It's for the disease.
Hey, on that site that we were on before, southernbiological.com, looking at preserved specimens, we can get a sheep brain here for $34.40.
And get it sent to the house?
Yeah. Well, or, and here's an alternative, Michael Hing's house.
Ooh, chuck a PayPal on that baby.
Yeah.
Ooh. I want to know how the sheep died, though. Would it say?
Says here you find out if you cut the brain open.
Oh.
Yeah, it's just in there.
Looks like this sheep died from brain removal.
Do you know there's such a thing as a dogfish?
Is there?
Yeah.
What does it look like?
Fish.
Just a fish?
Yeah, they really buried the lead on the dogfish. They should call this thing fish.
Yeah, well, they did that. They did that because they didn't want it to get excited like it was going for a walk or swim.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, it's kind of funny to say stuff if you think about it.
I guess, yeah, it is.
Yeah, sometimes you just want to hear yourself talk so you know that you're still there.
Yeah, boy, depressing episode this time. Sea urchin for $8, Demi. Maybe that'll be nice to clean our sea chimneys. What do you think about that?
Do you think urchins clean chimneys?
Yes.
You know, an urchin and a chimney sweep aren't always the same thing.
Okay, and am I getting... Am I getting clapbacked on my own podcast here?
Yeah. So maybe think next time.
Right.
It's appropriation what you're doing. And what they're doing. Have you seen their faces? Sooty. Yeah.
Yeah. Very problematic.
Really problematic.
I would love to be a chimney sweep.
Yeah?
Well,
the tool or the boy?
I think I would like to be... Oh, goodness. I didn't even think of this.
Couldn't you be both? Couldn't you just, like, you're tall enough, you could stick it on your head and then just kind of do squats in the chimney?
That would be nice.
Big old legs afterwards. You get big old legs from your squats.
That.
Do you like it?
I would really love... I think I'm just going to focus on becoming big. I'm going to go to the gym, use the kettlebells there to get big enough that I can use the kettlebells that I already own at home for every function I want.
Yeah.
Then, when I return home, I can just fuck around with these ones.
Mm.
That's my master plan right now.
Is to get big enough arms that you can just use the kettlebells you already have?
Yes, because the kettlebells that I have are like... 28 and 32 kilos. And what I want to do is just get good at the Turkish get-ups, which are kind of hard with that amount of weight.
Yeah.
But I'm working my way up, but with the 24-kilo ones, doing the Turkish get-up, you know, lying on the floor, hefting it onto my chest, pressing it up, and then kind of doing a complex series of movements that, again, unlike the bench press, really blot out that internal monologue.
Yeah.
I've started listening to music at the gym, and I've realized again that all my music is fucking depressing.
Yeah, you kind of stuck with the one style of music since you were sort of a teen, and it's still kind of, oh no, well, oh fucking no, oh my god, oh no, oh fucking hell.
I'll push back on that lightly. Okay. I've moved away from kind of the pop punk that I listened to when I was a teen, and now I also, you know, in correlation with that, listen to things like the Mountain Goats and the Weaker Thans, who are incredible poets and very sad. So now I've got things that are depressing because they're very well made, and then also in the rotation, things that are depressing because, boy, am I older than I was when I started listening to them. So really hitting myself from every angle.
Maybe upgrade to some fucking Elliott Smith or something.
I think I might. Hey, just like go in there.
That's good. Good weight loss music. It's mostly through the veins, though. Oh. Whoopsie-daisy.
Yeah, usually you don't take your shoes off before you do a box jump, but I guess if it's at the top of the building.
Would you take your shoes off if you were going to throw yourself off a building?
Yeah, that's the whole deal. Isn't that what people do to make sure people know they didn't fall?
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Never given it much thought.
Oh, good. I'm enjoying going to the gym again. It's nice. I think I might go back to jujitsu in a bit as well.
Ooh, yeah. We have, just so people don't think that we're fucked or crazy wherever you live, like we've got very, very small
symptoms. Demi and I are asymptomatic carriers. So we're okay to go out and
just sort of lick. Just go out and sort of lick.
Yeah. We're walking around and we're kind of trailing our tongue outside our mouths over pretty much every storefront we pass.
Yeah. They call me the Roni Fountain.
Uh-huh.
Spraying it all over.
Spraying it.
Blowing raspberries.
Yep.
Every dog I see.
Yeah.
Carry it forth, boy.
Making sure they all get it.
Yeah.
Come on over here, Rover. I got something for you on this ball.
And then I also get a little snack there. It's sort of covered in a lot of dog grease.
Yeah, of course. It's
come from the dog slime and all that stuff.
Dog slime.
It's where I get my calories. You know, you might have your protein shakes. I got my dog slime.
I've been having my protein shakes. Oh, I have to have one later tonight, Demi.
Ah!
Yeah, genuinely, I think I'm going to start working out properly again because playing as Abby in Last of Us 2 made me...
very jealous, yeah.
Insanely jealous, yes.
Big ol' arms.
Fuck me. And also I was watching that silent movie, Safety Last, and in that, the comic actor Harold Lloyd climbs a building. And it really reminded me of how back in the day you had to be a functional person to be a comedian.
Oh, yes.
Instead of, like, someone with gamer spine who just is like hasn't been genuinely excited since 2014.
Yes, and as the King Lima from Madagascar would say, you do need to be physically fit to be in a soundless movie.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. As the King Lima from Madagascar would famously say,
you need to be physically fit.
Yep. And if I remember correctly, is that because you need to move it?
There's sometimes you do need to move it. Depends on what it you're referring to.
Sorry, there was an echo there. I don't know why I said it. I said it twice, but I had to be in the recording.
You said it once. I said it once, but it'll, we're in a cavern, so you might have heard it twice because that's bouncing off the walls, and I keep telling the words, hey, you can't do that.
Yeah.
No running inside.
It's pretty exciting, actually. We're recording in this cavern from the movie The Descent, which is a documentary, so we're kind of hoping to get some of the monsters from the movie on the mic later on in the movie.
Yeah, later on in the movie. Later on in the movie that we're making.
Later on in the movie
gonna try
that
and
we're
get
making
them on
about
the,
this podcast.
About this podcast, we're going to get them on the mic.
They should make a movie out of our podcast.
Yeah, they should.
And then before it premieres, everyone should die.
The movie made out of our podcast would be just the movie from The Ring.
Ha 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 ha
feel like Judith Lucy brushing her hair in the mirror. The water pours out of the TV. I fall out backwards in my little shorts.
Oh, my God.
And then you get a phone call after the movie ends,
yeah.
And you answer it and you're like, hello? And it's like, so what have we been up to this week?
It's my voice being like, hey, man, do you want to hang out?
Yeah.
And they immediately die out of fear.
They're just me in the background. Who are you talking to?
No one. Someone who watched my thing. I want to find out what they think. That's why what's her name?
What, Samara?
So, yeah, that's why Samara was crawling out of the TV. She was looking for notes.
Do you want to hang out?
What did you think of that? Are you looking to collab? Hey, I hear you liked my thing.
I think it's got legs.
Did you?
Yeah, my new jumping from cliff bit didn't go so well.
I think it's got legs. In fact, the legs are coming out of the TV right now. Attached to me, I'm Samara.
She's Samara.
Yeah.
She needed to brush her hair.
Yeah. Ooh. Okay.
But it was wet though.
If I could give any notes, it would be dry your hair.
Dry your hair.
Also, there's a little thing called color going about right now, yeah. Samara. You're going to really love it when you look into it, honey.
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 Honey. Don't live in that well.
Sweetie.
Sweetie, darling. Honey, sweetie.
Okay.
Okay.
It is so funny that they just fucking smuggled an art house movie into the ring.
So shit. Someone's nephew was really stoked that he finally got his name out there.
Yeah, it looks like, and I don't think this is a reference that we'll kick it with you, but it looks like when in the Detroiters they got their art film employee to cut an ad for them, and it just came out incredibly depressing.
Yeah, you're right. That doesn't kick it with me.
Cool.
Haven't seen it.
God damn.
I know, it's really funny. I would love to watch it.
You should.
I'm not allowed.
Thinking about the Ring movie.
Yeah. It's so fun. There's literally just a bit where a ladder falls over.
It's so good. How did that make the cut?
A ladder falling onto a white floor. And
Samara's
then,
favorite ladder.
Yeah. And her favorite fly. That's actually where we get flies. People watch the movie and the fly comes out of the screen. I don't understand why that had to happen.
What, watching the movie?
I don't understand why the videotape makes your TV magic and just gets to birth flies. Maybe you just got a grubby house, bitch. Clean up.
Okay. Hey, guys, we looked into the Ring film. It turned out that just happens to the TVs. It was all a coincidence.
And there's just a bloke who likes ringing people and he just sort of finds you.
It was all a coincidence. Really? Yeah.
You just got a stupid wet house and a big mouth now that you're dead.
Anyway, what did you guys think of the movie?
Anyway, I'm Keith.
I worked pretty hard on it.
I'm Keith. What did you think of my movie?
Yeah, it was mostly physical media. It was pretty impressive, honestly. I'm actually thinking of moving to DaVinci Resolve away from Premiere Pro.
Oh, I mean, wow,
he's just
that's
talking
bold.
To one of those corpses.
With the big old mouth. He's talking to them like holding a beer and kind of just like looking off in the distance and then just like places it in their mouth like it's a cup holder. Oh, sorry, Chip.
One of the dumbest things about the Ring movie, I think the reason it wouldn't work now is the idea of someone watching that whole fucking thing is so dumb.
Watching through it the whole way, like not getting bored.
Like nowadays, if you tried to make a Ring thing in 2021, it would be scene after scene of fucking some colored hair loser putting it on and then being like, this is cringe. Okay, there's a ladder, bitch.
Yeah, just the reaction that everybody has to my like 2017 Melbourne Comedy Festival set.
Yeah.
Like, oh, God.
And then Samara trying to like WhatsApp them or something. Samara trying to call them and then trying to FaceTime. And trying to Facebook Messenger call.
A nightmare.
Oh, so bad. But you know what? They'd probably die from just getting anxiety from getting a phone call.
I'm actually practicing self-care. That's actually, I know it's more of a silent film, that short movie, but that is what that woman was yelling as she dove off the cliff.
Yeah. I love to, and like that woman, I love to practice self-care by making my personality immeasurably worse every day.
Yeah, by not spending time with people and saying, it's fine, I need a bath.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's the best thing you can do, actually, is self-care.
Sometimes and what is self-care? Self-care is just being a worse person.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I just noticed all these soft edges on my personality, and I really need to sharpen them up and make me unapproachable.
I'm taking a shovel to them.
Yeah, I'm taking a shovel that I sharpened into a fucking blade.
A shovel. It's a tiny trowel you take into prison to protect yourself.
Oh, man.
Ooh, boy. Look at this cat. Love that boy. It's got lines on his head, make him look cross. Fucking love it.
You would be so angry if you finally spent all that time making a shiv and then, like, it just looked kind of like shit. Like, everyone was making fun of you.
Yeah.
Just, like, I don't know where I'm going with
this. It's like it's a parallelogram somehow.
Yeah. Hey, man. I know you tried to make a shiv, but I think you just made a shape.
Yeah.
It looks like shit.
All of your other ones have come out as chess pieces. They're not going to do it. It's not going to be good.
Yeah.
You can't stab anybody with that. You could probably, like, intellectually humiliate them, maybe.
And probably make them feel bad.
Make them feel bad.
Hey, have you met Tony? He's kind of the jail block sculptor. He can make anything out of a block of soap. Tragically, it seems like he only wants to make a smaller block of soap, but
he can do anything he's told us.
Also, the way he sculpts them is he just uses them for a while. Yeah. So if you want to get a sliver of soap, give it to Tony, and in a while you'll get a cleaner Tony.
What he calls a shiv, but is just sort of a belly button cleaning trowel.
Yeah, you should go ahead.
I would love a sculptor that only uses their body on soap.
Yeah.
Use their nipples for the finer details.
Oh, my God. Just months and months and months.
Yeah.
And you got to get those nipples hard to cut away at it.
Yeah, it's got to be real cold, taking cold showers.
And then use their penis for the even smaller details.
For the even smaller details, yes. The minute ones, details. Yeah, to make the eyelashes on the sculpture.
Yeah.
Use the penis.
To add a little bit of hair texture.
To add hair texture, yes.
Yeah. Rock hard, that thing.
Yeah, rock hard the penis to really chisel away at the... you know, the mustache hairs on the sculpture that you're making.
Absolutely. Just so you can really just the faintest possible outline, but so that when light falls on the eyes, you can see there's a pupil in there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. You can use the penis.
And the shine on the eyeball as well.
The very short, little fleck hard, there.
Short, thin, hard. Thin, ever so thin.
And also
and doubled
done,
over.
Yeah. That's right, doubled over.
Yeah.
So you've got to kind of crack it.
Yeah. Tied together with just a strand of hair just to get some girth on it. Yeah. Yeah. But it is in half.
Yeah. And after you're done with that, you can probably use it to change the SIM on your iPhone or something.
Yeah. I know. It's how everyone's is.
These freaks walking around with their macro penises.
Oh, God.
Not just a lovely, normal penis.
Yeah. The normalist.
Yep.
Yeah.
Really nice and normal.
Yeah. If you're not using that thing, I could really do with a new ear hair.
Oh, my God. Hey, if you're done with that penis, I've been looking for something that would filter out... pollutants from my nasal passage.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So could I.
Something nice and thin. I've been actually looking for a few more cilia. And I can't think of anything more cilia than your penis.
If you're done with that that penis over there, I could really use a girlfriend for the threadworm I'm keeping alive.
Once you're done with that, I think I have a job opening that I think your penis will be great for.
Yeah.
It's the role of mitochondria, the powerhouse of the cell.
Yeah. Well, I'm not using it, so you can have it.
Great. Good to have that thing back there. Might have to find a very small cell for it to feel at home in.
Yeah. But if you aren't using it, I did lose my favorite atom, so it'd be great if I could.
Yeah.
Fill in that worth of space.
Putting my dick on an amoeba and being like, finally.
Someone's impressed.
An amoeba with just a dick. Balls.
Yeah, you know it would be more impressive than when you're at a carnival and they're like, I'll write your name on a grain of rice.
What?
I think you know. I want to see my name on what you're hanging.
Initials are fine, and the guy's like, I can't.
I can't do anything.
I've been training my whole life.
I can't sharpen the pencil anymore. I can't.
And even if I did, how would you see it?
How would you?
How would you fucking see it, man? Because I got to tell you, we have an electron microscope.
Yeah. Yeah, and it's not helping.
No.
Yeah, I was I was cleaning crumbs off the bench earlier today, and I accidentally cleaned Tom's penis up, and I put it in the bin.
No,
he left it there. I was using a tack cloth to get all the minute pieces of dust and sawdust off of the bench. Yeah, and the
of
static
the cloth kind yeah. of
your penis got stuck penis to it, so to I put it. It in the yeah, I put it in the trash.
Yeah,
but you know we can probably find a replacement. At the, let me check my notes, very small thing store.
Yeah, I think I should be able to find a new penis soon. I mean, every time I close my eyes, I see shapes kind of swirling in front of them. So if I'm able to scoop one of those out from my eye goop.
Yeah.
And just kind of gum it back on there.
Yeah, maybe we'll be able to use one of those.
Yeah, hopefully.
Yeah. Or maybe we could just breathe under your crotch and sort of maybe just, you know, just sort of part of the wind. Part of the wind will sit there.
I mean, there's got to be some atoms in
the exhale. There's got to be something, you know. There's got to be something. Or at least, like, you know, like an aerosol droplet from my breath. That could replace it, you know.
I think that would throw off my whole center of gravity, having that thing hanging down.
Yeah.
Down
yeah, that's too. Yeah, that is too big. Maybe something smaller.
Me with an aerosol droplet, like, whoa.
Whoa. Like when you cut off someone's big toe and they take weeks to get used to it.
Oh, my God.
You know when you do that?
No. No, you freak. What are you talking about?
You know what I mean.
Oh, my God.
You get it.
Oh, jeez.
Thanks for joining us for BigSoftTitty.png for this week. We love you.
Love you.
We've both got Twitch channels. Mine's twitch.tv/JamieLardner. Tom's is Tom Walker is Good.
Yeah.
And jump on the Patreon if you want four extra episodes a month for the $10 tier or two for the $5 tier.
Yeah.
It's a lot of fun. We love you.
Bye.
Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.